Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we get to hear and live in a positive world. And, of course, that is the brighter side of life. And I am really excited. I'd love to give the phone number out here so you can call up and get involved. And, of course, we always have things that we are giving away. Books, and you know, we're just starting to get back out there. We used to give tons and tons of stuff away, so be patient and we will get those going too. But our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Also, we want to let you know that you can stream us, and that is kvta.com. And the other thing, go to our social. Every morning we start our day in a positive way with really uplifting, positive thoughts. And if you have a business that you would love to share here on the show, please reach out to me. And that is kim@kpshow.org. Also, we love to start our show with something uplifting. And today's is, if you want to lift yourself and turn your negative thoughts into positive thoughts. That's really what it's all about, is when you get that little thought of negativity, make sure you put something positive in there. So anyways, again, I am your host. I'm Kim Pagano, and we are so glad that you are here and that you chose our show to be listening to. I've got a great show for you today, and I want to just take a moment to introduce my newest sponsor and my co-host today, Kim O'Brien. Are you there?
I'm here, Kim.
How are you?
I'm so glad. I'm wonderful. I'm glad to be here this morning.
Me too. And you actually are a certified survival swim instructor. This is a little bit new to me, but so needed. I'm so excited. And you are really helping families all over Ventura County protect their children, correct?
I am. That is my goal, to help families and keep little ones safe from the water.
I love that. And we're going to hear a little bit more about you and your journey and what you do. But I do want to give out your website, and that is survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com. And if you have little ones, grandchildren, neighbors, whatever, please give Kim a call. I mean, basically, you work with kids 6 months and under. I mean, and is it 6 months and up, correct?
6 months and up, yes.
Yeah. And I want to give out your phone number, and that is 805-620-7177.
Correct, 805-620-7177.
There you go. And again, we're going to talk a little bit more about the importance, and you don't have to wait till summer. Right now is the perfect time. And again, I'm really excited that you are here to share who you are, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So our first guest that we are going to bring on is Jill McCabe, and her book, It's Go Time. I love this. It's like now. Now is the time. And we're going to find out a little bit more about Jill, and let's get started. Jill, are you there?
I'm here, Kim. Thanks so much.
You are so welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I kind of had a chance to go through your book a little bit, and I pulled some things out here, and I one of the things that caught my eye is third time's the charm. Does this take you a little bit? Because that makes us feel all normal, right?
Oh my goodness, yeah. So you wouldn't know it. It was like the success was sort of, the overnight success was 10 years in the making, is definitely my story. This year I was blessed to be acknowledged as one of the, you know, top 10 education entrepreneurs to watch in 2022, but it was a really bumpy road getting here. It feels like since, you know, COVID, everyone's had this, but I definitely had this, I want to unplug, I want an easier life. I was just on my way to a consulting client one day, and I was stuck in traffic, and it was taking, every turn I made was the wrong one, and it got me in worse traffic. It was just one of those days. And I realized I loved aspects of what I did, but why is my life like this? This is not
I think
fun.
You're speaking for all of us right now, okay?
You know, I mean, Jam, can you relate to that?
Oh, every day.
I know. You want to do your best. You've got a straight passage. And then, you know, and I always say life happens to all of us. That's how we get through life, right? And as women, you know, not that I don't love all my men out there. Women, we kind of put ourselves last on the list, take care of everybody else, and then still want to have a career and a status, I guess you would say, correct?
Yeah. I mean, that is, I really did. I really wanted that career. I wanted, you know, if just to tell you a little bit about me, I grew up with a father who was mentally ill and could not be counted on. We lost our family home. So I really had this drive that I needed to be able to take care of myself. I needed to have that. And unfortunately, so I wish I could say, yeah, I decided to quit consulting and I started my business and yay, here I am. And it was so easy.
Yeah.
That's not my story.
You wouldn't be on my show. I hate to tell you that. Because my show is all about the journey and learning from each other. And, you know, and that's really what I started it from, just really giving hope that we're all normal and that we're all going to have kind of a rocky time to get where we are in today's world. And then we want to share it.
Yeah. So that, you know, and it's not fun. You know, I used to think when I was going, so Kim, it's interesting you mentioned that. I used to think when I was going towards success that I wanted it to all be smooth. Like, you know, and it's still not smooth, but I'm still better than where I was, but it's still not smooth.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to think, oh, I just want everything to go exactly as I think and as I plan. But then you realize that you will be the most boring person at a party if you're like, oh, yeah, everything was easy. Oh, yeah, I just had, oh, yeah, everything just happened. I mean, it's a snooze fest of a story.
That is so true. And you know what? Our story makes our, you know, how we learn in life. You know, could you imagine? I read this the other day. If you could erase all of your trauma in your life, where could you be? You'd have no journey to get where you are today. And that's really, like, I think we all have our given journey, the cards that, you know, God gave us, and we're working through them, right?
Absolutely. I believe that 100%.
You do too, Kim. Yeah, Kim's got an incredible journey. And now here, her passion is to give back to other families. And that's really what this life is about. And once we kind of learn that we're all, I always say we're better together. And so I love that. So anyways, we're going to find out more about Kim's journey and near and dear to my heart. I can't wait to really share what you're doing and what you're giving back, and the reason why. And Jill, growing up with your, you know, unpredictable father, I'm so sorry. That's really, really hard, because we look up to our parents or our family, mostly our dad, to take care of us. And so you didn't have that.
I didn't. And it created a lot of strength and tenacity in me, which I've put to good use. And I really had to study the art of the sciences. I've studied social sciences, and I've done master's degrees in performance and how do we get motivated? How do we get focused? I feel like the success advice was really hard for me to follow, you know, how to be positive when I felt so down about life. And so when I wrote It's Go Time, I wanted to give people a really, who like really clear instructions like I do.
Mm-hmm. I am very black and white. And that, so these, okay, yeah. I like that. So let me ask you, let's back up for 1 second. When we read your book, what is the one thing, because you said it's like very black and white, just for our listeners tuning in right now, And I hope that you can get Jill's book, but I just want to give you some clues of what we're going to find in there. What is the one thing that helps you keep going?
That helps me keep going?
Mm-hmm.
to keep you positive.
It's something I teach in the book, and it's the fact that I learned when I did my master's in leadership, I ended up studying the neuroscience underpinnings of what makes a goal work and not work, which helps us understand why we're not achieving some goals. We achieve some, but not others. And when I understood this, I also learned how to reprogram the part of the brain that's getting in the way. It's a big part of the work that I do. I teach about that in chapter 4. And what keeps me going is knowing that it is an absolute scientific like law that it is possible to reprogram the part of the brain that's getting in the way. So what keeps me going is I know that it's a matter of time until I succeed.
I love that. Never give up, right?
Absolutely. Never give up programming the part of your brain that's blocking you in specific, because when we can learn about, in my book, I talk about why we don't want to, we have a lot of conversation, which I describe as talking, trying to fix the power at the light switch instead of the power station. So at the book, neuroscience has discovered there is a part of the brain that's predetermining action milliseconds to up to 10 seconds in advance. So we're trying to change our behaviors, but not trying to change the part of our brain that's making these decisions 10 seconds before we're even aware of what we see, say, and do. That was a paradigm shifting moment for me. And it helped me understand details like that matter to me. So it really helped me understand that I needed to stop trying to control my actions and start nurturing the part of my brain that wasn't control.
Very, very interesting. So there's another thing that you said. There's, an employee. You can either, there's four different things. You can either be an employee working for someone at the mercy of someone else or a corporation. Self-employed, you own a job and your income disappears if you need to step away. I love how you classified these. A business owner, the owner of a system that can make you money with or without you. And an investor, you get money working for you instead of you working for your money. Which one are you?
I'm 3 to 4. So I'm
You're three,
three
four.
Moving
okay.
into four. Yeah. So I'm the owner of a business system that, and so for a long time I was the owner of a job. So that's a ladder from actually Robert Kiyosaki, and he teaches that in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I was referencing it because a lot of people who are working on their own, coaches, consultants, artists, really, you know, they call themselves, we call ourselves entrepreneurs. And yet what we really do is we're really just, we have a job working for ourselves because we can't step away from that business. That's what I do. And it's go time. I teach how to build the kind of business you can step away from. My business takes about 3 hours a day and it mostly operates on systems.
I love it. Okay. So that's going to be my next question. Kim, does this make sense to you? I thought this I always say all the right people show up on my in my show and in my life, you know? Do you have a question for Jill at all?
So how do you transition from one?
Great question. Thank you for that question, Kim. So my thesis, if you will, and it's go time, is there's two things that everybody needs to know if they want to succeed as an entrepreneur and get to that point. And the first one is the order of operations to building a business. We really want to know what projects to do in what order, because if we just try to go look on the internet, we will get lost and overwhelmed. There is a villain out there, and that villain is options. And it just becomes like, should I go on Instagram, TikTok? You know, do I need to do reels? Do I need to get PR? Do I need to, you know, and people get so lost in that. They get completely lost. And there is an order of operations. There's a time at which PR is not helpful, and there's a time at which it is. So it's really, I teach that order, but the simple answer, Kim, is you explore before you exploit, meaning you build something you really love to sell and you have an automated way of selling it, and then exploit is when you pick up the microphone and say, hey, everybody, look over here, I've got this cool thing. Just like,
like
Apple would create the iPhone before it would spend millions of dollars marketing it. That's a lot of experts don't realize they need a signature program so they have something to talk about. And then the second part of my book, It's Go Time, really talks about focus and motivation, that we can really program ourselves to be naturally motivated. And chapters, the second half of the book, teaches my work from change leadership when I was a consultant, and how we can actually reorganize our lives to make waking up and enjoying our days and being successful inevitable just by rearranging things around us. And so that's what I believe. I believe we need to know what project is our most important project. And then I believe we need to be able to speed up and be more effective at that project.
Wow, I love that. And I just want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, Kim O'Brien is here with me, and she is a survival teacher for children and for babies, believe it or not. And of course, her website is survivalswimwithkim.com. And of course, we're talking right now with Jill Maccabi. And of course, her book is It's Go Time. I love that. Like, not, don't wait, just do it, right?
Do it.
Yeah. Talk to me about choose better projects with the EDGM. What is that?
Yeah, it's the, I really want people to understand there's an expertise business model. And the, I think one of the things, I used to be a consultant in organizations that helped them, you know, grow their revenues tens of millions of dollars. And when I started my business, I had every expectation that I was just going to, you know, my clients used to tell me I had the Midas touch, like people would double their revenues in the tens of millions. And then I started my business and that did not happen, Kim. I had a very different story.
And I love it. I think that's so, thank you for being so honest, because it's not that easy, right?
It wasn't that easy. And instead, I actually cut my consulting income in half in the first year, and then again in half in the next year. And thank goodness I had, you know, I was living with my partner and he was very generous and took care of the groceries and things like that. But it was really, I really had to face my maker at that point. I was depressed that as I was trying to build this business and now I was able to do this for other people and not myself, I was completely at a loss because I'd been successful in business, larger business before. And so I started really looking at what are the differences between building an expertise-based business, something based on your knowledge, your talent, and your time. That's when you're selling your time, versus a product-based business, and really had some epiphanies that although generally the rules are the same, there's adaptations that we need to make when we're in an expertise-based business, and there isn't a lot of education out there for that. So I wanted to present a model for anyone who sells their knowledge, inspiration, talent, time, their ability to understand that there is a model that we can use to build our businesses that we can step away from too, and that can be business systems that we make money from. And I wanted more people to know about that because I know how many people are struggling.
Wow, I love that. So, okay, let's just get to basics. What is the first step that you would think for us to share?
Oh, okay, so here goes. The first step is really, so I have a whole process for helping people figure out what they do. And I'm happy to share it here. So step one is understanding that this is going to be a long journey. And there is this moment where you have to be willing to, once you know you're on that path and you know you have a model that works, you must be willing to stick with it. This is not doing the same thing over and over and expecting a new result. It's like, no, I've got a business model that's proven. So what do you need first?
How do you know if it's proven?
Oh, because this is what's taught in schools and MBA. So, I mean, it's really quite grounded.
Oh, wait,
in...
you're saying you have one. Not
yeah,
that.
I mean, you want to make
okay,
sure
that's
that
I meant.
Somebody's...
Yeah. No, I thought you were saying, talking to everybody and going, you have a proven model that
and it doesn't need
saying...
to be my model. It just needs to be a proven business model. And then mm-hmm. to that, they need to add something they're willing to stick with. I'm going to say for 3 to 6 years. And this is what I see getting in so many people's way. They have a good idea. They move forward in that idea. They are following a proven business system. So they have rationale that they are following a good system. But then they give up on themselves, which I did so many times, Kim. I put a product out onto the market. Okay, I'm going to tell the listeners, please don't make this mistake. I put a product out on the market. I created this great idea for, you know, consultants who wanted to have this kind of business. And I did about 60,000 worth of sales in about a year. I worked really hard for it. I was crying. I was devastated because it was a fraction of what I was making as a consultant. And so I felt like a failure. So I abandoned. And even if you make 10,000, even if you make 5,000, it doesn't matter. If you have more than 3 sales, you've actually proven. If you more than 3 people, 3 points make a line, take something that you've created and like it, and they give you a great testimonial, you've proven mm-hmm. it, and then it's time to figure out how to market and sell it to a broader audience. But what I did is I was like, oh, all these other people are making millions, and I'm just doing this. I'm terrible, and I abandoned that. So I created another thing, and I had even worse results. So I abandoned that. I get the number of times I have walked away from a gold mine is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that reminds me of a book, Think and Grow Rich.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
We're just
she stopped 3 feet
and then
gold.
We. Yep. Mm-hmm. It definitely does. I'm looking at your chapter 5, your happiness recipe. Talk to me about that.
Well, I do believe that's the first step, Kim. So
okay.
That's exactly, that actually fits right into what I believe is when I work with people, the first step is really getting to know yourself. When mm-hmm. I did my master's in leadership, and I did it with military and police and all sorts of really powerful people, we spent the first few weeks just belly gazing or getting to know ourselves. There wasn't a person in there who wasn't crying and really getting in touch with ourselves. Because the idea is if we can't lead ourselves, how can we lead other people? And we can't lead ourselves until we're real with ourselves.
Yeah, Kim, I mean, we can relate to that, correct?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So, and in that step, what would be your first, you know, do you have an exercise in your book that would teach people? Okay, I mean, you would.
Oh, I'm all about, if you get my book, the listeners, if you get my book, buy a journal and a pen because my book puts you to work. Okay, the exercise there is a lot of people are looking for, I help people discover their purpose. And I discovered how to do that somewhat by accident. The accident being that I was trying to figure out how to do that for 10 years and eventually figured it out. Mm-hmm. But there's a very academic way of discovering our purpose, and it comes from unpacking the stories from our past. So I walk, first of all, what a purpose is, what it isn't, what it feels like when we get there. And then the readers or listeners, if you do this, you will create a number of stories that follow a certain criteria, and you will actually retrieve data from those stories. You will evaluate and pull data from your own life like you're a scientist. And what's cool about our purpose is that it has already shown itself in our lives several times. We literally just have to stop and understand how to look for it, because it's not out there. It's not going to be in Bali, although we might have a great time in Bali. It's actually mm-hmm. already in the stories in our past.
Wow, I love it. I love it. This is so interesting. So, okay, so are you, obviously, we have your beautiful book, and it's, you know, ready there for our listeners. What else are you doing? Are you a coach?
Yeah, we have an organization, so I have a company, and mm-hmm. I have a process mm-hmm. called Ignite that helps people who want to establish themselves in the kind of business that they can work very little in. We take people down that road, and I have a business incubator that does that. So we go through the personal journey work, then we go to designing the business, then we go mm-hmm. to the implementation plan. So I do that. I also have a group that is just for focus. So people who are not necessarily wanting to build a business, but do want to feel motivated, focused, and more productive. And I do that as well. Those are two things very dear to my heart.
Okay. And where are you located?
I'm in Canada.
You're on the other end of our world.
I thought I recognized that accent.
So I'm on Vancouver Island.
Okay, wonderful. All right, well, leave us with one really quick positive thought.
Well, I'm going to touch back on your opening positive thought for the day. When you're having a negative thought, to turn it positive. One of the, I'm going to sort of do a two-part thing. One of the things I'm going to say is just to say, it's okay to have a negative thought. I love myself even though I'm having this negative thought. And then if you can give yourself a big hug, because hugs release endorphins even if you give them to yourself. So I just love to pick up on that beautiful idea, Kim. And
I love it.
Yeah,
Jill,
bring it back.
Well, what a pleasure. I'd love to have you back. You talk my language. And Kim, I'm sure you enjoyed this too.
I enjoyed it extremely. I'm looking forward to the book.
There you go. Definitely. All right. Again, Jill McCobb and her book, It's Go Time. And it's the all-in system for unstoppable success. So again, Jill, please download our podcast and share my show with other amazing people like you. And thank you again.
I will. Thank you, Kim and Kim.
Okay. There you go. I love it. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we will be talking with Kim O'Brien, and we're going to find out how you can empower your child with skills they need to be safe around water. And, again, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I do want to remind you that we are here every Saturday from 7 to 8 to start your day in a positive way. And, of course, joining me right now is Kim O'Brien. And, Kim, thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of our show and being our sponsor. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Sure. So I am a transplant to California. I've been here in Ventura County about 14 years. I was in healthcare for 20 years prior to this new journey that I'm on now. And most important, Kim, is I am a mom of five.
Wow, that's beautiful. How old are all your kids?
Oh, goodness. You're going to test me, aren't you?
Five. Okay. Come on.
Well, they are a bit spread out. So I have a 24-year-old. I have a 22-year-old, almost 15-year-old. My angel baby, and then I have a 4-year-old.
Got it.
So,
okay.
Quite the spectrum.
You are blessed, my friend, right?
I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed. I love my kids to death.
Yeah, we make our families, and, you know, early on, I always wanted to have a big family, and so 4 children, and I do have an angel baby, too. And now I have 4 grandchildren. So you just, you know what? I just kudos to you, for having, you know, a great big family. So I love that.
I was just blessed with my first grandchild.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah. So why this, change in your career? And let's just share a little bit about that.
Sure. So, I have 4 wonderful boys, and I have a daughter, Kiriana, who would have been 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I lost her 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
I know. I'm sorry. And we don't need to, you
no,
know,
that's
I just
okay.
really want to hear your passion for what you do now and why you give back.
Yeah. I adore her to death. She was my only daughter, and mm-hmm. the whole family, you know, loved her to pieces. So she is always with us. But
yes.
Tragically, we lost her to a drowning accident 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and it just turned our world upside down.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, you know, here's what is giving me chills right now. We can go and hide and lay down, and you chose to stand up tall and learn how to help other people. And
yeah.
I mean, just my heart goes out to you. And what a gift. It's like a God gift that you were given. And I love this. So is swimming your traditional? Is that something that's like, you know, or did you have to learn how to do this?
I was in healthcare.
Yeah.
I, of course, being around water all my life, I've loved the water. I love to swim. I had all my kids, you know, swimming properly, or so I thought, prior mm-hmm. to this. You know, so I'm familiar with water, but no, swimming was not, like, I was not a swim teacher before this. This is new to me, as in my new direction.
I love it. Okay. So let's just talk about this. What you do, survival swimming, is not the same as traditional swim lessons. Is that correct?
It's not. Okay. So survival swim lessons, many people still don't even know what they are, even though they've been around for many, many years, since the 60s. But it's just for some reason, it's just not well known yet. So I'm hoping to help change that, as well as so many parents of, you know, drowning advocates and drowning victims. Survival Swim Lessons focus on teaching safety and self-rescue skills.
Literally. Could it be for adults too?
Oh, definitely. Anybody who doesn't know how to swim, doesn't know how to be safe in the water. I did teach several adults last year.
I remember. Yeah, there's a lot of adults that don't know how to swim, and they can't even help their children or their grandchildren. Sure. Right. So it's just a win-win. So if a child has had swim lessons, do they still need this also?
It's possible. It just really depends on the child and maybe their age and what they've learned. So older kids who are, you know, who can swim the pool and know what to do in the water on their own, know how to float, they probably wouldn't need a survival lesson. But younger kids who have been through lessons and come out and still don't know what to do in the water, they could definitely learn from my program. I had several children last year that I taught that had taken many traditional swim classes. And still, when they came to me, they couldn't put their face in the water and swim across the pool. They were fearful, didn't know what to do. And so that's what I focus on, is teaching them the skills they need so that they can be confident in the water and not so afraid.
And of course, this has already started. You don't have to wait till summer, correct? This is all year long.
All year long. Drowning happens all year long. My daughter's incident was in March, not when it was warm and sunny. It was the week that it had been raining, and it was just, you know, a fluke. So drowning happens when kids are fully clothed. It happens any time of year. So it's very important to get kids the skills they need to be safer all the time.
Right. Wow. So let me ask you, a parent can't even go to the bathroom. I mean, I remember when I had my kids, right? And we were talking, you know, and it's like they follow you in, or if it's too quiet, you're going, where are they? What are they doing?
What,
you know?
Right? I mean, what have they gotten into?
Yeah. And I remember, I mean, because we had a pool, we had a fence and all that, but we also had, you know, monitors on all the doors to hear if the door went open. But things happen. And so, you know, I mean, this is such a reminder that we need this, correct?
Yeah. So kids are curious. That's just their nature. They're going to be getting into things that they're not supposed to. You know, you come out of a room and they've gotten and dumped the cereal box on the floor, right? Or they've gotten into makeup and put it all over their face. I mean, you never know what kids are going to do. You just know that they're unpredictable. So giving them any chance of being safer is our job as parents. And there are many layers of protection that people should take when they own pools or when they're around the water, when they have children.
Right. And that was going to be my next question. You talk about the layers of protection. What are they?
So the first is constant supervision. I mean, first and foremost, you have to be watching your child at all times. And that doesn't mean sitting in a lounge chair and looking over at the pool. It means hands-on supervision within arm's reach if they're older, and no floaties. Please do not use floaties. They are not a good
danger waiting to happen.
They are a danger waiting to happen. They floaties put kids in a vertical position, which is the drowning position, and it teaches them that over and over again. And so once you take that floatie off, kids don't realize that was what was keeping them safe, and they just sink to the bottom. They don't know what to do without the floaties. So floaties is very dangerous and cool.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
The second layer is having a water watcher. You know, have someone that is assigned to watch the pool and only the pool, not distracted by phones, not, you know, barbecuing at the same time. Have someone dedicated eyes on the pool. And switch it out every 20 minutes if you need to, you know, so it's people taking turns. But as long as you have designated somebody, that is their job, is to keep their eyes on the pool. Because drowning is silent. You don't hear, you know, you see on TV, it's splashy, people are yelling and splashing. That is not how drowning happens. It is silent. Kids can drown in a matter of seconds, and you don't know it. They just slip under the water.
Yeah, so that is so scary. One of my daughters had a birthday party, and my husband was on one side, I was on the other, and all the kids jumped in, and this one little girl never came up, and we were like, we're looking, and we both dove in, and her mom left, and she's like, what's wrong? Are you okay? And she's like, I don't know how to swim. And I go, why would you not tell us? You know, right. And she's like, I didn't want the kids to laugh at me. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I mean,
yeah.
And not only that, why didn't her parent tell us? You know, right. That is so scary. So I just think this is so, so, so important.
Yeah. The drownings happen 69% of the time when kids are fully clothed in their clothes. And a number of times, adults are all around. It's at a party, it's at a barbecue, and someone has, you know, looked away and a kid has wandered off, that type of thing. So it's not, you know, at swim time. It's always at another time, usually.
Right. And now, okay.
So the next layer would be a fence. It is so important to have a fence around a pool, at least 4 feet high, if not higher, and one that kids can't climb. You would be amazed at what kids will try and do. I've seen, you know, kids push cars over to stand on them to be able to climb over a fence. So you have to make it so it's not climbable.
Yeah, that is so true.
And then alarms. You mentioned an alarm. There are water alarms that go on a pool to sense movement in the water. There are alarms you can put on children that they wear so that if they get close to the water, it will alarm you. Door alarms, fence alarms. There are so many types of alarms to notify you if someone is near the pool area. So that is another layer of protection that people should take. And then CPR, it is so important, you know, for everybody to know CPR, but to know what to do if somebody has a water injury, CPR, because drowning is lack of air to the brain. And so it's very important to give a drowning victim air when you're doing CPR. So you can't just do chest compressions. It is very important to give them the air as well.
Wow. So many smart things. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Kim O'Brien. And of course, we are talking about survivalswimwithkim.com is her website. And her phone number is 805-620-7177. Let me ask you a question. We already said basically like, any time is good to start. You don't have to wait till summer. And it's so interesting. You think of like, you know, 6 week babies, are they even going to be able to do this? And you're saying, when I talk with you, that kids are a lot smarter than we think, right?
They are. So babies under 6 months, I recommend getting them used to the water. So when you're giving a baby a bath, make sure they are used to it going over their head and over their face, over their ears. So that way, when you are ready to start them in lessons, it's not scary and new. They're used to that feeling already. Mm-hmm. But survival lessons are appropriate for kids around 6 months and up. So people often say 6 months, what? A baby can't swim. Well, a baby that's crawling or rolling, sitting up, they're able to move and they could fall off the edge of a pool. So they won't learn to swim at that age, but they will learn to roll and float. And it is a learned skill, just like learning to crawl, learning to walk. We repeat things often in our lessons. And so by the end of lessons, they know when they fall in the water, they hold their body and they float on their back.
I love it. And your lessons are like 10 minutes a day, right?
They are short, 10 minutes a day, but there are many reasons for that. One is safety. And two, kids work hard in our lessons. 10-minute lessons for kids is like an hour workout for you or I. So even though it may seem short to you, it's really a lot of work that kids are going through in that 10-minute time. and 4 days a week for 6 weeks. And the reason for that is repetition. Repetition is key for getting kids to learn these skills. They need that muscle memory in order to retain what we're teaching. And in order to get that, we have to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. That is one of the reasons that traditional swim lessons don't work as well with young kids, because they usually only go one or two times a week. And then by the time they go back, they have forgotten what they learned. And so repetition is really key for kids to learn these important things.
And I'm sure our listeners are thinking, is this safe? And I love what you say about this. It's safer than not, correct?
Correct, yeah.
I mean,
if a kid fell in the water, it's not safe. But if they know these skills, then they're a little bit safer. No kid is drown-proof. No person is drown-proof. That's why you have to take all the other layers of protection as well. But having this added layer
is going to be huge. Yeah, I love it. Kim, thank you so much for being here. Just such good stuff. You will be in our newsletter. And so all of our listeners that get that, please reach out to Kim. Share Kim with everyone, because just to be safe is just so much better. We are going to take a really quick break. Kim, hang with us. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. It's a beautiful
morning. Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Our next guest is Dr. A from Sunset Dental here in Ventura and Oxnard. Dr. A, are you there?
I am here, Kim. Thank you for having me on today.
You are so welcome. How did you become a comedian? Here you have people that can't even talk. You just make them laugh the whole time?
It's a pleasure to make everyone have a smile on their face, but even more of a pleasure to see them laugh. 4 years ago, I started to have a fundraiser for breast cancer awareness here in Ventura County, and I became a real men wear pink. I was asked by the American Cancer Society here in Ventura to become a real men wear pink. What is a real men wear pink? I've been asked in the month of October to wear pink every day of the month of October, and for that, we are going to raise money for breast cancer awareness. So I decided to put together a comedy show, and 4 years ago, I put together this comedy show, and Phil Medina, one of the local great comics here in Oxnard.
I know Phil. He's awesome, too. So you guys do it together.
Awesome. Awesome. We do it together, and he's doing it together with me this year. He said, Dr. A, I will do this with you, and I will do it for the cause at no charge, and I will bring the comedians on one condition. I said, what is that, Phil? He says, if you go on stage with me. And I said, okay, ever since then, he's helped me out, and I've been able to go on stage and make people smile and make people laugh, and I've had a joy doing that. It's been a great pleasure and fun. This year, we're doing it again. It's coming up February 23rd.
Doors open at 7, correct?
Doors are going to go open at 7 p.m. We're going to have raffles and a silent auction. Comedian, again, is going to be Phil and myself. I'm going to open the show. We have a celebrity guest host. His name is Citric, and he's from the George Lopez Show. Please come. It's only $20 for the ticket. All the donations coming in that night are going to go towards breast cancer awareness.
So, Dr. A, how do our listeners find tickets, and how do they get their tickets? If they can they just show up, first of all?
You can just show up and pay the $20 at the door and enjoy the rest of the night. You can eat there at Levity Live. It's great food, great drinks. You can go on the Levity Live Oxnard website and look for the Phil Medina, the Good, Bad, and Funny show. And you'll see it on that night, February 23rd, the 8 o'clock show. You can purchase your tickets online for $20.
Okay. I will actually add this to my newsletter. So listeners, if you are getting our newsletter, All you have to do is figure out a link right on there, and then it will, you can get your tickets there. This is such a great cause. I'm all about sharing awareness for breast cancer. Lon, you do such a great job. Thank you for being who you are and sharing what you do. Laughter. Laughter, everyone. This is like the best medicine anybody could ask for. And what a perfect time to start getting out there and feeling safe and feeling funny, right?
Thank you, Kim, so much. You're always a great support for us. And remember, Kim, be true to your teeth or they'll be false to you.
All right. Dr. A, thank you
thanks,
so
Kim.
Much for sharing this.
Thanks to all your listeners.
You got it. Okay, and our next guest is Dr. Maria Ramos, and she is a family physician.
We're talking about COVID-19 and the variant. It's been breaking records. I had my share for the holidays, my family. Talk to us about what your findings are.
The COVID-19 vaccine has been definitely doing its job. The reason that we went through the strides to get the vaccine covered and established is so that we can reduce severe hospitalization rates, severe symptoms, and ultimately death. We've had 900,000. We passed that 900,000 death mark from COVID-19 infection just recently. And luckily, with the vaccine, we are seeing that we're having less rates and a slowing of these severe cases.
People that are getting vaccines are still getting it too, and some of them are still ending up in the hospital. What's your thought on that?
My patients are just tired. They're like, how many more hoops do we need to jump through? And really, you know, what's important to remember is that the COVID-19 vaccine is here to protect from severe outcomes. Right now, I'd like to just remind my patients that we'd rather have a nuisance as opposed to a tragedy happen. That's really what the vaccines have done. So it's strongly encouraged to get boosted if you can, to help protect those that are not able to get vaccinated for one reason or another. That way we can continue on with a new normal and continue with a healthy community as well as ourselves.
So let's talk about that, Dr. Ramos. The ones that aren't able to get it, why would they not be able to get it? Is it their immune system? Well, I'm super, super allergic to a lot of medication. What would be your thought on that?
Luckily, we haven't seen many like medically necessary reasons to not get vaccinated with billions of doses put in arms as of now, particularly for our young people, for our kids younger than age 5 who are not able to get vaccinated. This last surge of Omicron actually was the worst as it relates to pediatric hospitalizations and death. And so we want to make sure that for those kids that are not able to be vaccinated fully, that as their adults that are around them are protecting them through vaccination as well. The other thing is that we want to remember that other emergencies are happening in life. It's not just COVID. And 30% of all U.S. beds right now, ICU beds, are due to COVID-19. That means people that are having heart attacks, that are having strokes, asthma attacks, or little kids that are suffering with the usual RSVs and other infections, they're not able to get the care that they need at an expedient time. So it's absolutely important that we take care of ourselves for that reason.
If you've had COVID, for our listeners, well, I know a few that haven't. Mostly everyone has. Are you immune to the new variant?
That's a great question. So immunity is really the body's way of protecting itself from future infection after being exposed. And we can be immune either naturally by getting sick, or we can also gain immunity through vaccination. With that, we've seen that people that have been infected with COVID do have a level of immunity, but it doesn't last as long, and it doesn't protect against future variants of COVID-19. Luckily, though, with those who have been vaccinated, we do see that, one, they have a higher boost of immunity. It lasts longer, and we also see protection against new variants. And so for those who have had COVID-19 but are not yet vaccinated, it's very much recommended to go ahead and get your vaccination as well as a booster to protect yourself now and for the future.
And how long should you be waiting?
For the most up-to-date information, I definitely recommend to talk to your trusted family physician or primary care clinician. You can also go to familydoctor.org/vaccines. But right now, the current guidelines say that if you're 12 years old or older, you can go ahead and get either Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, as well as a booster 5 months after that second dose. For those who happen to get that one and done Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they can also get boosted with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine 2 months after that one and done shot. For the kids that are 5 years old to 12 years old, they are also able to get vaccinated, luckily, with the Pfizer vaccine. And that helps to protect against severe illness, keeps them in school, keeps their teachers healthy, and helps us to keep a new semblance of normal.
But my question was, is if you've had COVID, how long do you need to wait to get your vaccine?
The recommendation is to wait 90 days after your COVID infection has subsided before you start your vaccine series. That's a great question.
Thank you. And there's people that I guess have the long haul, COVID long haul. How long should they?
Long haul is difficult. Long haul is when you've had COVID-19 and you're not technically symptomatic anymore, but you have like residual symptoms like fatigue and malaise. And most commonly we have what we've been seeing, what's called brain fog. And so as long as you don't have your physical symptoms of COVID-19, that's when that clock starts for waiting to get your booster or to getting your vaccine series. We are in the midst of science and public health in action. And so it's very important that you make sure that you talk to your family physician or your trusted medical advisor to make sure that you're staying up to date with current recommendations.
Thank you so much. And where can we find out more information, as always?
Right now, we're full of information and we need to make sure it's coming from the right source. I often recommend my patients to check out familydoctor.org/vaccines to make sure they have the most up-to-date information at their fingertips.
Dr. Ramos, thank you again for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please check out our podcast that goes on after we air on radio. And with that, Kim, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Great information. And of course, give out your phone number one more time.
805-620-7177.
Thank you again. I always end my show with a moment of happiness. The only thing that stands between you and your dream is the will to try and the belief that it's actually possible. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you next week.